So this is going to be a special afternoon time with Impacting Life 24/7. And I'm delighted that everybody who normally thinks we're not going to be around is surprised, because here we are, ladies and gentlemen. This is CL King coming to you from Jacksonville, North Carolina, the High Definition Studios here in the home of Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune. And we're doing a special Wednesday broadcast because I have a special person that is with me. And like I said, the reason we're very conscientious of who we bring on the show, because we want to bring people that will impact you. And this lady has impacted me. She's impacted our show. She's impacted our audience. And now she's going to impact you guys personally, because she's coming to your virtual living rooms. My friend is Adrienne Barker. She grew up in the promotional product industry and offers over 35 years of experience on the distributor side of the business. Adrienne has earned a lifetime certification designation of a Master's of Advertising Specialties. Adrienne is a senior brand marketing manager and is powered by the second largest promotional product supplier in the USA, called Halo Branded Solutions. Now, you can contact Adrienne for supply chain management needs, because she knows all about that, and that's one of my backgrounds too. Marketing strategies, retail stores, e-commerce, and purchasing. I'm telling y'all, strap in. Combining with her knowledge of understanding of the promotional product industry with her certification as an international etiquette and protocol consultant, Adrienne brings more than just sales experience to the office. See, that's what I like. We don't just need another salesperson. We need somebody that's going to bring the pain. Adrienne served as VP of marketing for Southern Arizona SCORE in 2017 and 18, and now is now living in Daytona Beach, Florida, and we're all jealous of her. Adrienne is the current director of marketing for SCORE, Volusia Flagger. And you can connect with Adrienne for mentoring in the following fields. So let your ears perk up. Marketing, social media management, supply chain management, and international protocol, marketing strategy, and social media marketing. Adrienne also has over 11 years of experience working with nonprofits and fundraising. So you know, guys, that we are truly, truly blessed to have someone with these illustrious credentials joining us in the virtual studios of Impacting Life 24/7. So I would like for you all to give a rousing applause and help me welcome my friend from Daytona Beach, Florida, Adrienne Barker. Welcome, Adrienne.
Wow, thank you so much. I got to put that all in my bio on Clubhouse. That was amazing.
Yes, and so, you're awesome. Adrienne, you know, I always said, as a speaker, I wanted to, sometimes when I get introduced, I just feel like they don't bring it. So whenever I introduce someone, I want them to know that the red carpet is rolled out, and it's rolled out for you today, Adrienne. I know we're short on time. This is going to be like a power session for our audience, and we're very, very blessed that you took a snippet out of your day to meet with us. So Adrienne, if you could, real quick, tell people how they can contact you. That's one of the things that we always do, and we'll put your contact information in the show description as well.
You know, thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I like to give my phone number out. You know, it's all over the place. 386-631-4577. And I will tell you, though, if you send me a message like, "Hi, you're beautiful," which clearly probably wasn't meant for me, I probably will block you. And if you try to like call me on Messenger and you don't know me. So when you do text someone, it's very important. Now, not everyone saves a text number. So if you do text me or text anyone, a little lesson is to remember to say, "Hi, it's so-and-so." And then the reason for it, because a lot of times people will text me and I haven't saved their number, so I have no idea. So I just wanted to give that little tip out that you, and then, you know, as you get in the habit of it, I won't send a text message out unless it says, "Hi, it's Adrienne Barker." Make the assumption they don't know who you are.
Ooh, that's powerful. You know, for those of us still using plain old telephone service, well, we don't. I don't think we have phones at our house anymore. But text message—that is so true. Oftentimes, if I get a phone or my contacts get updated, and someone sends me a message and I don't know who it is, it's so embarrassing to have to say, "I'm sorry, I don't know who this is," and it'd be like, "It's your mother, it's me," or you know. So I'm like, "Oops, sorry." So, Adrian, because of your supply chain management background and your marketing background and all of the things that you have become a master expert in, I mean, how did all of this start?
I definitely don't think I'm a master expert at anything, but I'm always learning. So actually started working for the family business. My parents were entrepreneurs 70 years ago. They got married, love story, beautiful, and decided to go into the promotional products industry. And I was in college and they took me from college to join the family business to learn. And I never really understood how much knowledge I have. I think what the interesting part is that a lot of it comes with age. Mm-hmm. And of course, I didn't learn the new way, which is having Mr. YouTube as my teacher.
Right.
And Mrs. Google, really, though she teaches me now, she wasn't teaching me in the 80s and 90s and then the early 2000s. So honestly, I've always felt that I had to, excuse me for one second. I always felt that I had to really understand. So I guess the best way to say that is that I learned the business, mm-hmm. didn't even realize the knowledge I have, left the family business. I was selling to Muscular Dystrophy Association. And then I got offered a position and I went back to my parents and I said, "Ooh, this is kind of a dream come true."
Right.
And they said, "Adrian, is that Jerry Lewis?" And I said, "Yes, it is." And they said, "Yes, we would like for you to go to Muscular Dystrophy." So I had 11 beautiful years with Muscular Dystrophy. So what that did is that gave me an outside perspective.
Right.
Because otherwise you could just end up growing up in a family business and never working outside that business. And there are a lot of employees. They only had one employer, and that is the family business. So I'm actually glad that I had an opportunity to work for one of the largest nonprofit health organizations to understand their method. And then I went back to the family business after my third child because telethon is a very busy time, and I was unable to really have a new baby while working. So gave my notice, went back to the family business and loved it. Ended up leaving in 2016 after I received my international protocol and corporate etiquette consultant certificate. And we did a trip. I wanted to go to China. So first, before I could go to China, I went to Tucson, Arizona. And then I had the opportunity to work for really the largest nonprofit and a company that I absolutely love and miss, American Cancer Society. Mm-hmm. So as I look at all my experience, it really just hit me. And every night I'm like, I really know a lot. And yeah, it's because it's really on the job education and training.
You know, that's interesting you say that, because I was talking to my son about that the other day, and he said, because every kid that you have is different. I have 7 children, so all of them are distinctly different. And one of my son said the other day, he said, "You know, Dad, I want to work more for myself. And if I do go to college, I want to go to a trade school where I can learn some things that can continue to put food on my table if times get tough." And I said, "You know, sometimes experience is a tremendous teacher." And I tell that to parents, especially when I'm talking in schools, that, you know, every benchmark that we set for our kids, you know, they got to get their license at 16, go to college and blah, blah, blah. Sometimes, you know, letting them get their feet wet in experience is important too. So global etiquette, I've been wondering, you know, what that totally is. Can you give us a description of what you're doing there?
Sure. First, I'll tell you, I knew I was missing it. You know, we were having a lot of dinners with suppliers. The industry, like many other industries, you have your vendors and they want to treat you and take you out. And I was looking at myself and honestly looking at others in the business and realizing that there was really a lack of understanding of how to handle ourselves. And especially when it came around the dinner table and how little I knew and little cues that I wasn't picking up with the vendors. And, but I knew enough to know that I needed to know. And so I started looking at different places. And funny enough, I said to myself, I really don't want to necessarily look at a school that would have me go in and teach students. Mm-hmm. I knew that, you know, as a businesswoman, I really wanted to share my experiences, what I knew from to businesses, mm-hmm. to someone like myself. And so I picked the Protocol School of Washington, and I wouldn't take back a second. It was a fantastic experience. Pamela Eyring, who runs the school, is the most beautiful woman inside and out. And the teachers are just amazing. Leah, I love you. It just was such a great experience. So it was a full week. Now, the funny thing is, I tell people, you know, we all were in the room together, and I was with, the protocol officer from Miami University. There were people from all over the country. We all had to relearn how to shake a hand correctly. Uh-oh. And how to do proper introductions. So, you know, first it's like, well, what do you really need to know? But there was so much to know. And I absorbed everything. It was an incredible 5-week program. Graduated with our international protocol and corporate etiquette consultant. But I tend to give everything away. And that is really, I know there's coaches out there that would like to say, Adrian, stop it. So you know what? I've done a lot of speaking. I'm very happy to do that because you know what? Like you, CL, you want to be able to donate. And I don't have a lot of treasure to donate, but I have a lot of talent and time. And so if I can speak to a school or speak to a group or speak to the chamber, go online. I've done a lot of workshops, new etiquette and the new norm, virtual etiquette. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to do that. So I didn't really start the company to like try to like become a millionaire off of it. But my goal was to go to China to teach Western etiquette. I did make it to China and got a little time to do a little teaching. And now with Clubhouse, it's very easy. Actually, I just opened up a new club called the Cross Cultural Protocol Club, because there's so many of us from all over the world. And Clubhouse is a great place to actually connect and learn. How do you do business in another country? And right. What does that look like? So I'm excited to have that club start. So I've already got members, and I'll start putting together some rooms.
That's awesome. And you know, Adrian, she's very humble, but she's a much in demand lady. Like I said, I twisted her arm to get her on today because she's got another appointment at 4:00 Eastern Standard Time. I mean, the powerful thing about it is that we need more teachers. You know, it's not just enough, like you say, it's not just enough to put out content, but I have had that passion too. My friend Tim Bicycle, who just commented in the comments, I just had him on the other day, and we did kind of a cool open air show together. And the cool thing about having a network of people is, I told him, I said, I would love to train people on all the things, on all the errors that I made starting a podcast, because I'm a speaker. I'm not a DJ. I mean, I got headphones, microphones, soundboard, lights, and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, that's not what my calling was. It was to go on stage and wow the audience. But then I got into this space, and I said, man, I want to help teach people by all the mistakes that I've made since 2019 running my podcast. Hey man, you don't have to necessarily, you know, it's a cool to get a tattoo that says I've been there and done that, but it's also good to get a mentor or somebody to show you. You don't have to go all the way down in the ditch to get to the top of the mountain. So one area that I saw that you're also an expert in is a supply chain management. Now, as you may know, I worked in aviation supply in the military, and so supply chain management is a buzzword for me, which I love. I would like to ask you, looking at what we went through over the past 12 months or 13 months or COVID, the season, how we saw supply chain management nationally impacted. What were your thoughts on that?
So that's interesting. So first of all, I want to mention our industry itself. So we found that our industry, the factories were making quick changes to make masks or anything that was needed, acrylic shields, all of that. We also found large companies like Ford and these very large General Motors actually changing their equipment. So as they were stopped making new, you know, cars, mm-hmm. they were changing that around too. We also had a lot of interruption in our supply chain overseas. Mm-hmm. And actually right now we're dealing with a supply chain crisis with a shortage of cargo containers. Mm. We're dealing with a with getting back and forth with not enough product to actually fill that cargo. Mm. So there's a lot still going on with supply chain. Steel is an issue right now. You actually even hear it with in Orlando. We have a lot of there's some different things, Cadillac converter, I think it is, mm-hmm. off the cars that mm-hmm. people are stealing because the cost is so high. Yeah. The supply chain has been changed. So, you know, when I say I'm not an expert at supply chain, but I understand how it works.
Right.
And so, and I think that's the key. So if I had to get into the nitty gritty, I probably would have to Google and get some more information, but just a general idea of supply chain and actually understanding how it works. So growing up in the promotional products industry, it is all about the supply chain. You've got the distributor, you've got the supplier, you've got, you know, my son lives in Shanghai. And so he has done a lot of factory tours and working with the factories to make sure that they understand what they need to produce and communication. And actually, at one time, I got my green belt on Six Sigma.
That's what I am. See,
yeah,
I knew we were connected for a reason. That's cool. You got it overseas or you got it in the States?
I got it in the States in 2016. I decided, you know what? And actually last year, I think that it is so important to consistently learn. And okay, do you want to hear what I'm doing now?
Go ahead.
I'm so excited. I can take a second to breathe because I'm really excited about this. So I can't tell you who I'm working for. And I am a freelancer on Upwork. So if you're familiar with Upwork, I have kept Upwork. First of all, I'm very proud to be on Upwork because not everyone can actually get on Upwork. It's, you know, not an easy. And then it's not so easy to get a project. But I am working with a very, very large influencer who actually does a podcast and also runs podcasts. What he does is very significant in the industry. And I am learning from him while getting paid. Yay, me. And it's and I'm doing like with LinkedIn and doing the back end of LinkedIn because I know LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. I've been on LinkedIn from the beginning. As a matter of fact, my family made fun of me that I love social media so much that one day I wrote an article that why I love social media, that it's a gym for my mind.
Right.
And I've been on LinkedIn since July 7th of 1983. Now, I don't know the actual date, but I really do love LinkedIn. So, you know, I have a lot, I just understand it. So
right.
I have always wanted to share tips and tricks, but I never saw myself as an expert. Someone really can help.
Right.
But now, not only do I know LinkedIn, I know the back end. Right. And now I'm actually working on helping him with the podcast and all the back end of a podcast. So I'm very excited about this. This is just top of the line. I guess that's, I will have to say that, CL. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to go the best. If I was going to work for a nonprofit, I'll work for Muscular Dystrophy or American Cancer.
Yeah.
Right now, I work for Halo Branded Solutions. Oh, they're just the number one, you know, promotional product supplier in the industry. So I always say I reach for the top and then go. But, you know, my sales aren't the greatest with Halo. I'm not. You know, for years I had customers coming to me. I'm not the best closer, mm-hmm. but I think maybe now when I say to myself, you know what? I love the industry. I want to continue, but I'm good at what I do. Mm-hmm. I know what I do. I'm not just selling you a pen. I understand it. So when you're working with me, you're really working with a business consultant, a business coach that understands your supply chain, understands marketing. Hey, ask me if I can help you with your LinkedIn. I will do whatever you need because I don't just look at ordering pens. I want to help a whole business. I love business. Hence, I'm teaching the entrepreneur program. So the next 10 weeks, twice a week, okay, for 3 hours a week, plus extra work, I am stopping my day to teach 8 wonderful, lovely, the best of the best. When we met them on Monday night, Brian and I fell in love with our entrepreneurs that are in classroom. And so, you know, I don't mind donating my time because this is all something I love. I love business.
Well, that's,
and I love teaching it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, those of you that will be watching us, that are watching us live, and those that will listen to our podcast later, I am joined by my friend. She's also a sponsor of Impacting Life 24/7, the world renowned Miss Adrienne Barker. You can find her at adriennebarker.com, or you can find her also at professionalglobaletiquette.com. You can also find her at her many social media outlets, Facebook, Adrienne Barker Speaks, and also on that antiquated, archaic system called LinkedIn. No, I'm just playing. I'm teasing. I'm messing with you. I'm teasing you. I'm just.
Wait till they get the creator modes coming out. Wait till you see what they're doing now. They're releasing. Everyone should get your LinkedIn profile to the best. And I try to get CL King to go on Clubhouse because I'm loving Clubhouse. Clubhouse is an application of its own, and I'm happy to provide tips and tricks and strategies for Clubhouse too, because I think that's what we do in life. Just like our teaching our children, we can teach each other. So don't go in there when you don't know. Let me help you. We're all, you know, it's not about the money. I don't want to make money on this. I just want to share my knowledge.
Well, and you know, that's the beautiful thing. I think that's what endeared Adrienne and I to one another is, you know, folks that are content creators, they're thinkers. It's cool. We're both Lean Six Sigma green belts. Look how much we have in common. Yeah, I got my green belt back in 06.
Wow.
And I had to do a project for the federal government. So you can just imagine how long that thing was. But I did it. And some of the other students that went through the course, they quit. They dropped out. I mean, they completed the class, but they didn't complete their project. And to get the certification back then, you had to complete the whole project and get it signed off and everything. So but anyway, let me ask you this. When it comes to the entrepreneurial, because we just came out of Women's History Month, and when we're talking about the entrepreneurial bug and the entrepreneurial spirit and all of that, is there a certain mindset that you find that is different in an entrepreneur versus someone that, you know, is a 9-to-5-er? There's nothing wrong with being a 9-to-5-er, but do you feel that there is definitely a mindset difference in the two people?
Interesting. And let's just say, is there a difference between an entrepreneur and a business owner? And funny enough, I was just looking at that, having a conversation. Entrepreneurs tend to take more risk. So they really don't mind. So they're maybe doing something different, where a business owner, you know, may have own a franchise, they're not really taking a risk. Not that there's risk in anything we do, but yes, you have to be willing to fail. And one of the things that we did on Monday, as we start our fast track program from the Kauffman Foundation, which is amazing. And you may be familiar with the Kauffman Foundation because they bring us 1 million cups, which is a lovely, lovely organization. And let me just, a little pitch for them. If you have a 1 million cups in your neighborhood, make sure that you actually attend, because what they do is fantastic. Okay. So with that said, you have, the fast track. So we started the program and we're talking about what are the first things, right? Before you even have an idea, what is your personal vision and what is your professional vision for running a business? What are your thoughts? So it's fun going around the room and getting everyone's idea of what an entrepreneur looks like.
Right.
And all those words are really exact, you know, risk taker, willing to take a challenge. I'm sorry to do this, everyone, but I forgot I locked my daughter. I think my daughter's maybe home. So this is real life. And so let me just open the door and tell them to shh. I'm on a call, so shh. Okay. And she's 15, so fun. Okay. So
I love it. I love it.
All right. So anyway, so that's my thought when it comes to an entrepreneur. And actually, I've interviewed many entrepreneurs, and not only in my program, but for SCORE. And that's what they'll say. And they all say failing is really not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And hold on for 1 second.
That's Adrienne Barker, and the beautiful thing I love about Adrienne is that when I was on her show, it was similar. Hello to her daughter. It was very, very similar. She's a very generous, open-hearted, open spirit person, and there's no fluff. What you see is what you get with Adrienne Barker, and that's probably why she has been so successful in what she's done. Authenticity, I believe, is important. I found that out, you know, early on in my speaking career, Adrian, that especially when you're going into a building full of students, you know, you can smoke screen some, you know, some adults. But, man, I'm telling you what, when authenticity, being your most authentic self. And when I first started speaking, some of the teachers, I don't even hand out surveys anymore. I could care less what people think of me. I used to when I first started, because I thought that's what you were supposed to do as a speaker. And I got this survey back from a teacher that said I was too loud. And then another teacher said I misspelled something on my PowerPoint. So I don't use PowerPoint. I don't use PowerPoint, and I'm just as loud as I've ever been. And one of the things that I struggled with was that the kids loved what we presented, but the adults was like, because kids can sniff out authenticity in a heartbeat. And so that's what I love about you, Adrian, is that you're so authentic. And what you do is really making an impact. And you've heard her say it a couple times, ladies and gentlemen, and I want business owners to make a pile of cash. But she said in some of the endeavors that she's doing, it's not about the money, but it's about empowering and training and teaching other people. So, again, I want you to go to her website, adrianbarker.com, professionalglobaletiquette.com, or find her on Facebook. If you need some mentoring, I know you got some. Do you have some private coaching stuff that you do, though, Adrian?
So funny that you asked, but I do want to say, Sal, that I am my mother's daughter. My mom was an amazing woman, Gloria Pick Barker. My mom was absolutely redhead. She was beautiful. And I used to, growing up, I was like, my mom has no filter. I don't even know I knew that term. Like, mom, you just say whatever's on the top of your mind. And I watched my parents give. They were always giving. They had, they started an art gallery. They had the art to give. The promotional products business, my dad, flight attendants are special people. Doctors are special people. He would create pens and hand out with those words. Salespeople are special people. So I'm only just what I grew up with, which are parents that were very giving to the community and cared. And funny, my mom hated anyone cutting down trees. That would really bother her. And I love trees. And so I am, you know, and they're both past now, and I miss them terribly. I know they would be very proud of me. So I just wanted to say that. And then, yes, I actually do. And you know what? I offered this program last night to women in a special group. And one of the women said, she cried, and she said, thank you so much for making this affordable. So I do. I offer a LinkedIn lift, very simple, for $49. I will spend an hour with you live, and we'll go through your LinkedIn account and review everything that you have and what's going on. So I'll help you with the tips and the tricks and the things that I've learned from 1989. And then what we'll do is, if you like that, then I can make some changes for you. I'll charge a little bit more, but I'll do some of the additions for you so you don't have to. So if you're not a great content writer, you know, I love writing, I'll do that for you for another very fair price. So I'm not outrageous. I'm not charging a lot of money, but I do believe that right now you really want to get your LinkedIn up. Plus the SEO is amazing. Even if you don't have a website, at least have a LinkedIn. I mean, go search yourself. You'll find LinkedIn comes in, and there's so many different things that people don't have easily that they can have. So, I mean, if I could just say that again, $49 is like an amazing price.
Right.
And then for the same amount, I'll do three key things for you to make it easy for you. I can only carve out a few hours a week. In all honesty, that's the toughest part, because I'm teaching two nights a week and I have my family. But, you know, I could email me, adrian@promoproducts.guru, or text me with your name and your email. I'll send you the flyer. I'll send you the link. I'm proud to say that from last night, I already have 14. And you know why? That's because I'm not like asking for $500.
Right.
It's an hour of my time. And I know my time is worth money. I can hear the coaches saying the value. That's not the point.
Right.
It's not what I could possibly charge. It's what I want to charge, because I want to help someone else. Well, so that is clearly what it is.
Well, let me just say this, that I will continue to promote what you're doing, Adrian, because of your heart, because of your passion and the why behind it. I will also say this, having taught students in my past, and in particular music, One thing that I do know, and her, let me just tell you, ladies and gentlemen, as a coach myself, her price is, that's pennies. That ain't nothing. But I will say this, that when I would teach students, how to play music for free, they wouldn't stick with it. They wouldn't practice. They, you know what I mean? But when their parents had to pay, even though it wasn't even astronomical way back in those days, when their parents had a small investment or the kid had an investment, they had to go out and throw papers or whatever to make pay for the drum lesson. They came back to the next lesson and I could tell they had practiced. I could tell that they had read the materials. I could tell that they had took it serious because they made an investment in themselves. You see, and so that's important when sometimes there is a balance us content creators have to find. And I'm like Adrian, you know, when I started asking for, you know, looking for sponsors for our show, I look at some people's show sponsors and, you know, the entry level just to get in as a sponsor, you know, our rust colored sponsor, $500. And then it goes up from there. And I'm just like, you know, that's not why we're into this. But if I could get a coalition of people to help me for $1 a month or $5 a month, man, we've just in the short time that our sponsors have helped us with those small denominations, we've been able to make upgrades even in the programming.
Wow.
And that's because of people like you, Adrian.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? I'm not paying for like a big funnel or doing all these crazy things.
Right.
So I don't have to pay for all that time. So I'm happy to do it. I'm happy to sponsor you. Please, everyone, just go on CL's website, sponsor him. No, really do it in honor of my parents, please. My mom would have absolutely loved you. She would have found you incredibly handsome. And she would have fallen in love with your wife and your family. And it's just something that she would do. So if you are watching and you were friends with my mom, Gloria Barker, or my dad, Herb Barker, I think I want to say we're talking $5, $10 a month, $15 a month. Just do it. Learn about CL. Learn about who he is and what he does and take the time, because this man, there's not many like him. And we need to continue what he's doing. He's the hero of this story. Today and every day. So I'm asking you, please, in honor of my mom, Gloria Barker, please go on. Please put the link there, CL, so everyone can see the link so I could share it. And I know I feel bad. I have to. I have another call, which is great.
I know. That's
I'm working.
Adrian, that's why. That's look, I didn't give you permission to take over my show, by the way, but that's okay. Hey, listen, Adrian. Adrian Barker is... She is a phenomenal lady who is a wealth of information. And I know we just did scratch the surface on all the things that you've got going on, Adrian, and all the things that you're helping people with. I know you've got to go, but we're going to schedule you back. Sponsors come back anytime they want anyway. So we'll have you back. We'll talk more in detail about, you know, because I looked at all of your stuff. I was like, man, I want to know more about this too. You know, helping small businesses is so important. Small businesses are the backbone of this country. And, you know, you've specialized in helping small businesses. Social media, listen, there's some... I work with nonprofits myself because I have one, and a lot of nonprofits are not adept at social media. Weaving those two together is real, real important. And so there's so much more that you and I have got to cover and bring to our audience. And so we'll definitely have you back. But Adrian, do you have a book or anything out there? What else you got?
I do have a book. I have a book on my personal story, Head Down, Shut Up. And I need to write the next part of it because... You know, I've had to learn about myself and understand. I'm just like one point, if you read the book, I like doing things right. I've always liked doing things right. I remember years ago going down the highway and Joanne said, take a U-turn. And I can't take a U-turn. I don't like doing things that are wrong. And right. That was always a struggle. And I'm not saying that my family did things wrong, but not doing it the way that I would perceive, or I have incredible intuition. My intuition is like amazing, my gut. And so it's very hard when you're always just not told you know, that I was okay, that I was good. I really didn't get a lot of encouragement. When I wrote something, I was always insulted about my writing. And look at me now, I'm a LinkedIn content writer. Yeah. You know what? I don't think that my siblings understand that what they were doing to me and what they said and calling me a loser or calling me fat or the words that came out of their mouth, they were never physical, but the words that came out hurt me more than they could ever understand. And I'm only saying that because it happened, but I'm every day I'm learning. So my next one is head up, speak up, stand up for integrity, stand up for yourself. Don't let someone do that. It's taken me a long time to try to, you know, I sent something out with my writing. I'm so nervous because I was always criticized. And now I'm comfortable with myself. So that what really that means is words matter. Watch how you talk to someone else. Watch how you're treating someone else. Let's come back and talk about virtual etiquette and the new norm, what that's going to look like, why it's important for even for children using the right words and language. And don't be so quick to always insult someone. That's what I feel like. I was always hurt because right. I was always told how negative and all these things. And you could see my blood pressure rises, my face. Yeah. It's a lot of emotions. And I never was told I'm sorry. I never heard the words, Adrian, I understand what you're going through, or hey. And I had to write the book just to have them stop. Still, until this day, just 2 weeks ago, I got the most horrible bullying email that you could, I mean, if I could sell this, it's like the worst things in the world, but I'm okay. Right. And I'm ready to move forward because that's what life is about. So we all have our stories. This is my story,
yeah.
You know, not someone else's story. And so I love you, CL. Thank you for having me. And I do have to run, but I'm really excited to talk with you. And
well,
I love
thank you, Adrian. And we will have you back on again. And I hope that you have a continued success. And thank you so much for all your support, Adrian. Okay. God bless you.
Thank
Take care.
You.
Take care now. But, all right, so ladies and gentlemen, that concludes everything that we've got going on for this week. I'd love for you guys to connect with Adrian Barker. She's a ball of fire, and she definitely is a woman of honor and integrity and compassion. So go to adrianbarker.com or professionalglobaletiquette.com if you'd like to know more about professional global etiquette. And also you can find her on Facebook at Adrian Barker Speaks and on Clubhouse, Adrian Barker. So that's it for us, ladies and gentlemen. We are done for the rest of the week, and we will be back in the grind. We will be back in the grind Monday. So if you'd like to become a sponsor, it's real just simple. Just go to clkingspeaker.com, and we're very, very blessed and thankful for the sponsors that we have and the sponsors that have, like Adrian, that contribute to our show every month. And like I told her, because of the contributions of our sponsors throughout the country, we're able to make continued upgrades to this show and continue to reach people in 10 different countries and 22 different states. So I hope everyone enjoys the weekend. Hug your family, play with your kids, and remember to make an impact in someone's life, okay? This has been your friend, CL King, telling you thank you for helping us at Impacting Life 24/7. We'll see you Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Take care.